This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Florida, by the isolated islands that make up the Dry Tortugas National Park, the country now has a wilderness area unlike any other. It's underwater. Naturally, getting there can present some real challenges. Here's NPR's Alex Chadwick on his latest National Geographic radio expedition to the Tortugas Ecological Reserve.
My favorite airline moment is when the pre-flight cabin drone utters that "what am I doing here" phrase in the event of a water landing.
Clear!
But here we go on the Key West float plane, as though a water landing would be a happy ending. Which this one does turn out to be. These are notes I recorded.
When you come out from Key West, it's 70 miles across open blue water, a few spots of island along the way, and then you arrive at the Dry Tortugas. Seven little islands stuck out here. They draw a lot of birds. There are a few trees growing on them. But what you really see is this amazing brick fort that was started back in the 1840s.
That's why there is a national park here, Fort Jefferson. Graceful, two-story walled arches encircling a small island, a mix of 19th-century building and tropical outpost boundary marker for an adolescent American empire.
It's right at the tip of Florida where all the shipping from the eastern seaboard has to pass through on the way to the Mississippi River.
A National Park Service ranger, Paul Taylor. Better ships and naval guns eventually made the fort indefensible, a lovely relic. There never was a battle of the Dry Tortugas. Soldiers simply abandoned it in the 1870s. Fort Jefferson became a national park. Last year, almost 100,000 people came, by boat or plane, to its startling isolation, to camp and swim and watch the birds, the amazing birds, magnificent frigates, brown noddies, sooty terns. Ranger Paul Taylor.
They rise up sometimes in a swirling vortex from a distance, which it's like a typhoon, and it's just a typhoon of birds.
It's hot in July. We stood at the edge of the water, and the ranger noticed a long, dark shape suddenly coming toward us in the shallows.
That's about a 6 or 7 foot nurse shark. They're bottom feeders, fairly benign critters, but they get awfully large.
And it's right here in 2 feet of water.
If you had tripped and stumbled, you'd have landed on top of them, which would have been a thrill for both of you.
If you like the sea, there are plenty of thrills here. Fish and coral reefs protected. And new rules this month create the most protection yet for nearby areas, the Tortugas Ecological Reserve, a marine wilderness, and the destination for this radio expedition. The easiest way there, fly to the Dry Tortugas and get a boat. This is part of the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. And the sanctuary manager, Billy Causey, says coral reefs need the same protections we provide for wilderness areas on land.
32 of the 34 animal phyla occur in coral reef environments. They are the most highly diverse ecosystem on this planet.
The reserve areas sound large, 150 square miles, but look like postage stamps on the broad chart of the entire sanctuary.
Throw it!
Lower up, Eric!
Late in the afternoon, we're drifting through part of it with biologist and dive master Craig Bond looking for a place to anchor. There's now no fishing at all, no taking anything from inside this reserve. And scientists want to get data now, before this area begins to recover from overfishing and misuse.
We're going to station 3275, which is a station that we visited in April of this year. We're going back today to make a dive to 100 feet and run our fish counts.
They're investigating new ideas about reef life, diving several times a day, but this time without finding the underwater research site.
We swam west, went down the anchor, couldn't find it. It's pretty daggone dark down there, over.
Hey, roger that.
So we'll probably just bag the site until tomorrow. Over.
Splish, splash, we get wet tomorrow when this radio expedition to the Tortugas Ecological Reserve continues. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society. There's more on the Tortugas Ecological Reserve on the website, npr.org.